concern President Roosevelt's speech this evening. The president warned German and Italian raiders to keep out of American waters or be shot on sight. Accusing Nazi Germany of waging piracy on the high seas, the president said in a worldwide radio address tonight that unrestricted submarine warfare is an act of aggression against American policy. The president has ordered United States warships and planes to protect the merchant vessels of all nations in American waters. It is no act of war on our part, said the president, when we decide to protect the seas which are vital to American defense. The aggression, he insisted, is not ours. There will be no shooting, said the president, unless Germany continues to seek it. Mr. Roosevelt said he had no illusions about the gravity of this step, but he said his obligation to take it was inescapable. The Nazi danger to the Western world, he said, has long ceased to be a mere possibility. The president warned that the time has come for all Americans of all the Americas to stop being deluded by the notion that they can live happily and peacefully in a Nazi-dominated world. The president proclaimed that America's policy of freedom of the seas applied not merely to the Atlantic, but to the Pacific and to all other oceans as well. He declared that the recent submarine and aircraft attacks on American merchant ships are no isolated episodes, but a part of a plan to destroy the bridge of ships over which America is sending supplies to embattle Britain. The president said the United States will not make the fatal mistake of other nations who refuse to look the Nazi danger in the face until it actually had them by the throat. For, as he put it, we have sought no shooting war with Hitler. We do not seek it now, but neither do we want peace so much that we are willing to pay for it by permitting him to attack our naval and merchant ships while they are on legitimate business. Speaking directly to what he called these inhuman, unrestrained seekers of world conquest and permanent world domination by the sword, the president declared, "You seek to throw our children and our children's children into your form of terrorism and slavery. You have now attacked our safety. You shall go no further. No matter what it takes, no matter what it costs," said the president, "we will keep open the lines of legitimate commerce." Mr. Roosevelt did not order convoys for ships carrying war supplies to nations fighting the Axis, but his orders to American warships and planes to shoot on sight any Axis submarine or raider entering American waters are just short of actual convoys. The new shooting order means that units of the Atlantic Patrol, which heretofore only reported the presence of Axis vessels in American waters, now will seek out and destroy such ships. President Roosevelt's momentous address was relayed to nearly every nation of the world by shortwave. The reaction on the president's speech tonight varied widely. His disclosure that the United States Navy has been ordered to shoot Axis warships in American waters was called a declaration of war by Senator Guy Gillette of Iowa. Gillette conceded that the speech is a declaration of war insofar as it can be declared without the action of Congress. Of course, he added, every American will support the commander-in-chief in any course he takes in international relations, however much he may disapprove of it. But Wendell Willkie and other administration supporters
claimed to be policy secret. Wilkie said any who knows that if the persons are left firm, that it will always be inevitable. Senator Delphi Nye of North Dakota says the new policy is a whole lot nearer to shooting war by presidential proclamation. Alfred Landon, the 1936 Republican candidate, had this to say: when you go looking for trouble, you always find it. At Des Moines, Iowa, Charles Lindbergh tonight charged the Roosevelt administration with seeking to put the nation into war as part of a British plot. Lindbergh branded the administration, the Jews, and the British as three major agitators for American entry into the war. The danger of the Roosevelt administration, said Lindbergh, lies in its subterfuge. While its members have promised us peace, they have led us to war, heedless of the platform upon which they were elected. House Republican leader Joseph Martin said the speech means America moves closer to a shooting war. Republican Senator George Aiken of Vermont said he believed the president inferentially announced a plan to send an expeditionary force to fight abroad. In Berlin, copies of Mr. Roosevelt's address were made available to German officials, but high quarters declined comment tonight. It is assumed that no authorized German reaction will be available.